This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Hernandez. Date of birth, September the 19th, 1967. Case ID number was 7380713. Date of exam, October the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Magdalena Ramirez, dated 7/11/22 and 4/13/23, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 20/23. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, heart disease, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked in a warehouse for 11 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is not working secondary to having respiratory difficulty. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, heart disease. Number three, hypertension. And number four, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2015, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 10 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but has had diabetic polyneuropathy and cardiovascular disease. She checks her blood glucose every other day and states that it usually comes out between 180 to 300 milligrams / DL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 9%. She is presently taking Firigza 10 milligrams QD, Novolog 5 units sub-Q TID, Metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, Lantus 20 units sub-Q QHS, and Rebellis 7 milligrams QD. The claimant does not appear to be well controlled at this time, and she is being evaluated for possible change in her medication protocol. Allegation number two, heart disease. The claimant states that in 2021, she presented to Edinburgh Regional Medical Center and was hospitalized for 2 weeks, secondary to having a ST elevated myocardial infarction. Her physician is Dr. Mohammed Ahmed, and she was diagnosed with coronary artery disease, and a stent was placed in June of 2022. The character of the pain is a palpitation type discomfort located on the left chest area, which radiated to her left arm, that she would have for 5 minutes, and she continues to have every month. It is not precipitated by exertion, rest, or any kind of food intake. She is presently on no nitroglycerin tablets, and she states resting in an acids do not help her chest pain. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, but no diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and hypercholesterolemia. She states that she does not smoke at this time. The claimant does have a history of gastritis, but she denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. She does suffer from shortness of breath and has to sleep with two pillows at night, indicating that she has orpnea. She denies any pedal edema, but she has been on Lasix and spironolactone. She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure with a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, and did have a pacemaker placed on July the 6th, 2022. Her ejection fraction before the pacemaker was 20%, and her ejection fraction at this time is 38%, which was a large improvement from not having the pacemaker. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, but no blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy, but she has had a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction with cardiomyopathy. She is presently on Entresto 24 mg/26 QID, Metoprolol Succinic 25 mg QD, and Spironolactone 25 mg QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 118 over 72 mmHg, and she appears to be very well controlled with the medication she's taking at this time. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in June of 2022, she was started on atorvastatin, 40 mg QHS. She has had a myocardial infarction, but states that her medications are normal, that her cholesterol levels and lipid levels are normal at this time, and she appears to be doing very well with the medication she's taking, which is more of a prophylactic medication secondary to having a myocardial infarction. Her condition is stable at this time. Family history: the father died at the age of 59 from a myocardial infarction. He also had diabetes mellitus. The mother is 83 and has died at the age of 83 from diabetes mellitus and also myocardial infarction. Medications: Firidja, 10 mg QD, Novolog, 5 units of QTID, Metformin, 1,000 mg BID, Lantus, 20 units QHS, Rebellus, 7 mg QD, Aspirin, 81 mg QD, Atorvastatin, Calcium, 40 mg QHS, Entresto, 24-26 mg QID, Metoprolol, Succinic, 25 mg QD, Spironolactone, 25 mg QD, Ticagrelor, 90 mg BID, and Vitamin D2, 1.25 mg QD. Medical problems: hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, atherosclerosis, obesity, hemorrhoids, internal and external, history of non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, history of mild congestive heart failure with a ejection fraction of 38%, history of placement of a pacemaker in June of 2022, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, major surgeries, cholelithiasis / cholecystectomy, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 150 pounds, height 59 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 118 over 72 mmHg, heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 29. General. This is a 56-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant states that she does have a mild cataract formation in her left eye, which has not been treated. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 4-centimeter left upper chest area where a pacemaker has been placed, and a horizontal scar is noted, which appears to be intact. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity is noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper extremities and in the lower extremities. The claimant does have decreased abduction and forward elevation of the left shoulder, secondary to placement of the pacemaker. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological? Chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a elevated, non-ST elevated myocardial infarction and with stent placement and also a pacemaker placement for decreased heart rate, bradycardia. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to an ejection fraction of 38% with uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 2 being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C was 9%, indicating the claimant is very poorly controlled. Number two, heart disease secondary to a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction with stent placement, and also the claimant has had a pacemaker placement. Her ejection fraction was initially at 20%, but with the pacemaker, it is up to 38%, which is a good improvement. Allegation number three, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 118/72, which is a good reading. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. And labs, the physicians have told the claimant that her labs are normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Hernandez.